Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jay Caulfield in the house. Jay, I'm real curious to know what it was like way back when some of the really biggest earth-shaking deals in Penguins history went down. What was it like when the Ron Francis deal happened and then the Tocchet deal a year later?
Yeah, they're wild situations because John Cullen was such a good, a great friend and a great teammate to everybody. He was a great guy and was having an outstanding year. And then all of a sudden, they move on, right? You move on. I just mentioned Cully, but, you know, Robbie Brown, all these guys are a part of that. But obviously, look what came back and how Craig pulled that off. And now you don't see those type of deals as much anymore. But when that happened, that was the one. So one good friend goes out the door and new guys come in. And that's a wild dynamic because you literally, some guys are like, if you took Kevin Stephens and Mark Recchi, how close they were aligned and playing together. So that's a really tough thing that a great guy goes away and great guys come back in. And games move on. Guys are just happy it's not them moving, right? When you come down to it, that's the fact. Hey, I'm glad if I get selfish for a second, it wasn't me that moved.
Yep.
So, I don't know that I ever saw a guy take over a town like Ulf did after he got here. He said, I've never been anywhere where they value defense. Yeah. Remember them chanting Ulf, Ulf, Ulf. And he's a defensive player.
Right, right. I think it was the whole, I mean, just the deal in general, like Ronnie coming here. Again, you're not going to find, you just can't find that often. But yeah, I mean, so that was a big thing. Then the next year, Mark Recchi and Rick Tocchet, that exchange of that. Again, another great friend and a great teammate. And he moves on and Tocchet comes in and changed the dynamic for that year and for years to come. So, but when you're there and you know, when I first came in, there's not the way it was before. I was in New York and the first trade deadline I went through as a player, you know, when you're there, now, once you get through the trade deadline at that time, you were on the roster for the rest of the year. It was 3 o'clock, and everybody left the building like, yeah, we're here. And you knew you made it, but one trade didn't go through, and it came across the wire at 3:05. It was Marcel Dion coming to the Rangers, and multiple players went back to L.A. Everybody thought they were free and clear, but it wasn't like it is today with social media, how you can tell what went down and how they went across. It just came across late. And everybody thought they're in, and there was a big deal that was done then. But it's so different today. But being part of that or experiencing it as a player, it's a wild thing because, again, everybody is wondering. You wonder what's going on, what's happening, and everybody's vulnerable. For the most part, everybody's vulnerable, and they all know it. I mean, you feel it. And it's tense for families. If you're a single guy, it's one thing. But when you're married and have kids and maybe in school or all those things come into play, it's family matters that are – you're picking up and you're moving on, then your wife or girlfriend is, has to get everything done. You ship out. You're on a plane and you're out to play the game, and everything is left behind to be taken care of. So there's a lot that goes with it, a lot of decisions. But as a player, it's a very, it's an interesting time. It's an exciting time, and it's also at the same time can be very disappointing for some that move on from a team that they want to be with.
What was your first reaction to Hagelin going to D.C.?
Yeah, speed. Penalty killer. I think that's going to help. They needed some fresh blood. They needed something to come in to go into Washington, and I think that's a really good deal for Washington. We all know because everybody probably would. I think if they could have almost brought Hagelin back here to some degree, if there was a way to do it, they might have found a way to do that. But he goes to Washington, and I think it's going to be good for him as a player to get out of a team that you know is not making it, and to a team that has a chance to win again. And I think that's a very good pickup and wise move by Brian McClellan in Washington.
You know, Washington, I'm still fascinated by Washington. I love the Ovechkin celebration last year. I was, you know, part of me was very glad to see it because the guy appreciated it so much. I was talking to Bob Arey in the hallway last night, and 40 goals again for Ovechkin. And he goes, I'm not sure he's not the greatest goal scorer of all time.
Yeah, he might even be at 43, right? I know he picked up an eye. I know. So isn't that, it's unbelievable.
He goes, he may be the greatest goal scorer of all time. Not the greatest player, but the greatest goal. Or we're watching something special there, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, and they know it's coming, and he still blows it by the goalie. He still blows. I mean, the one he scored last night was above the circles, and he kind of just lets it go. Yeah, I think it's a unique player with power, skill. I heard people earlier comparing Laine to Ovechkin. I'm like, that's not even – there's no way. There
not
was a
close.
Threat with – if we all remember Ovechkin when he came in, how he and Malkin used to go – I mean, he's a physical presence that you have to always have your head up and whatever, and now he's still, like I said, the goal scoring is outstanding. And it's players like that. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like with the days when, if you look and when Ovechkin, Crosby, Malkin, all these guys, I know the game picks up and moves on to other stars, but right now that's talent that people want to see and pay to watch.
Couple more minutes with Jay Caulfield. Jay, for me, the bloom is kind of off the rose here with outdoor hockey. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a player, I still think as a player, it's a nice break to get into something different like that. It's a shame if it's raining. If they don't have any rain and it's great, I do think it's overkill for me. I think even you look at the numbers, I even talked to a few guys that didn't even watch some of the Winter Classic. I still think the Winter Classic is something, that timing, you know, January 1st, it's nice to have that game. But I think all the other ones, yeah, I think it's too much.
What do they do if it's raining? You know, remember the one a couple years ago in Pittsburgh, they put from night, day to night, right? What do you do?
Well, I think they have a plan. I think they're supposed to let everybody know today. I think sometime today they're going to say, hey, I think the game is supposed to be being pushed. If it rains, it's supposed to get pushed to Sunday. It can't be any later than 4 o'clock is what I heard because of, what is it, the Grammy Awards? How many awards? Jesus, how many,
I don't know.
How many
I don't
awards
know.
Are there?
The Grammys just happened,
I think there's like a CMA award show every
Sunday
2 weeks.
Sunday night, I believe.
Sunday night there's a show, right?
So, yeah.
I think they want to have that game done by the time all that's rolling around. So I heard 4 o'clock Sunday if it's really bad weather for tonight. They do have to let everybody know because you're going to take 70,000 Philadelphia fans.
Well, you're going to have people coming from Pittsburgh, I'm sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's like a football game atmosphere that I think is – so let me first say, I think as a player, I think it's still fun to be outstanding to be a part of that because I know even just – skating in an alumni game here at Heinz Field, and Mario had when Philly came in here to play Pittsburgh, Mario had his fantasy camp, and two of the days were outside there at the outdoor rink. It's a phenomenal experience, and being a football stadium where you know so much takes place in battles that are won and lost on football fields. It's great to be a part of that. So I think for players, they still love it. I think the novelty has worn off. And I said last night, I still think they should have the Flyers and the Penguins play at State College. I think that's where the next natural wave would have been to play it right there.
Me
in the
too. I
of the
think
state.
A lot of it is about the venue, and this venue just does nothing for me. What happened wrong with State College?
You know, I don't like that idea only because I like the cities that have teams to actually benefit from it financially.
Yeah, no, I get that.
I want Philadelphia to benefit.
Who cares
or
if Philly
Pittsburgh.
Benefits from anything?
Well, you know what I mean.
This is the one market, though, to me, as long as I've been here, you drive across the turnpike and it splits. Bro, all of a sudden, you know you split. You're in Flyer country versus Penguin country. Even the state police will let you know that. I mean, they'll say, oh, Penguins, Flyers. I mean, it's wild how it crosses over. It's the one state for me. It's different than even New York. The Rangers, Islanders, I get that. No, this Flyers-Penguins thing, when both teams are relevant, when the Flyers are on top of their game, and it's a shame that I would like to see the Flyers still be pushing to be this game to make it even be a bigger game. But it's still big, but I think there's a big deal with Philly-Pittsburgh. And that, somehow, Ron, they have to make that money go, whatever, make it work. I guess I understand what you're saying about that, but I'd like to see the money be split between both cities.
Didn't Penn State not want the game,
I think it was
Ron?
Too much money. I heard they were asking too much.
I forget
I
the details of that, but
to your point,
they
talked
about
know.
Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
I think it'd be an outstanding place.
Man,
to
you get 100,000 in there. 100,000.
That game, I would be into. This is a slab of concrete across whatever it is from the city of Philadelphia.
I still think the players will like it. It's a good change up in the
Definitely.
Middle of the season.
And the fans will like it, too.
Yeah, they
it's,
still
it's
sell
Penguins
it out.
Flyers.
I think the games sell out, but I'm not sure what the TV market is like for it. And I do think it's just like anything else. It's like it's too much. Overkill is a little bit too much. That Winter Classic was a special, special game that everybody will remember. Crosby with the snow coming down, scoring in overtime. I mean,
you know where that game was played?
In Buffalo.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember, Ron? Were you there?
No, you asked me that before. I try to stay away from Buffalo as much as I can.
It's my hometown.
It's not a good
I knew you were leaving. I didn't know that.
In case he hadn't heard, you talk about it every damn day.
Sorry, I did not know that. I'm sorry.
They should have stopped then.
I know they could.
It's not the way it was. Like they always say,
that was a snow globe.
Yeah, they always say it's like when you were a kid. Well, that game was because you had snowfall. It's not like a kid when you're playing in Philly in the rain.
It's raining.
As I said, I think this might be the one. Let's like hopefully look. All I kind of care about right now is the players have safe. The NHL should not put them in a position where it's not a safe surface to be playing on. And or with rain coming down, I think that's the worst.
Yeah,
that's the worst thing for a game. So let's see what they do. But I still think the players they'll look forward to it. I just hope it's good weather for them. And like I even go the Washington game here, the alumni game that they had against the Capitals, that was the best time to play. That was the best ice. It was outstanding with the ice that we had, and the big boys got the wrong slot.
Rob, we're both itching for one final question.
No, you go for it.
I was curious. It's the 39th anniversary of the Miracle on
Ice. There you go. Go for it.
Where were you? What do you remember? What does it mean to you? Anything?
I was in, for me, I was in Canada. I was in my first year of going away. I was up in Toronto, Milton, Ontario. And that's when that happened. Then I came back. It was so big because for me, then I went to Hibbing, Minnesota the next year. And there was Mark Pavlich was from up that way. So it was so big through Minnesota, too. So, yeah, I just remember... I think it's Mike Ruzioni still, I think his story's so funny. His friends would be on him like, hey, if you were just an inch to the right or left, you wouldn't be remembered the way you are today. He tells it in a very funny way. But I think that's such a big, big thing for hockey and what it meant to the United States and how it brought everybody together. And I was really just getting into hockey myself. So, but for me, I was up in Canada and it still was a huge, huge story with that as well.
Jay, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to it again next week. Hopefully we'll have a little better. We'll know what the team looks like. The team's going to be on the ice next week. So we appreciate you coming in. Joe, I got a story we got to talk about when we come back.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to give it to you right now. Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, according to TMZ, named by police as a person involved in a recent prostitution, human trafficking, sting operation in Jupiter, Florida. Cops say he will be charged with soliciting another to commit prostitution. The owner of the New England Patriots.
Wow.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.